With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House teasing some kind of presidential announcement to be made later today and is triggering wild speculation across the internet as to what it could be. We won't fuel the rumor mill, but there have been plenty of wild rumors in the past few days about the president's health. That prompted Mr. Trump to post to his Truth Social account, quoting here, "Never felt better in my life." On Sunday, he was spotted playing golf at his club in Sterling, Virginia. Today's presidential announcement, whatever it is, scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern. On Truth Social, the president also declares Washington, D.C. a crime-free zone. And he's applauding D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for cooperating with the administration in the federal crackdown on crime. Mr. Trump says it would be great if other crime-plagued cities followed D.C.'s lead, referring specifically to what he calls crime-drenched Baltimore and Chicago, where there were more than 50 shootings over the holiday weekend. The departure of illegal immigrants, either self-deporting or otherwise, is having an impact on the composition of the American workforce.
According to preliminary Census Bureau data analyzed by the Pew Research Center, more than 1.2 million immigrants disappeared from the labor force. The data includes people who are in the country illegally, but also includes legal residents as well. Researchers say that immigrants make up almost 20% of the U.S. workforce. The nation is currently seeing the first decline in the overall immigrant population after the number of people in the U.S. illegally reached an all-time high of 14 million in 2023. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The death toll from the Afghanistan earthquake has risen to 900 with several thousand people injured. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 182 points. This is SRN News. Another Christian appeals to the Supreme Court.
Kathy Miller owns a bakery in Bakersfield, California, and she doesn't want to make cakes for gay weddings. The state says she has to and has kept her in court for 8 years. Now Miller is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes of securing her rights. Given some of the high court's recent rulings, she should have high hopes. In 2023, the justices decided in favor of a Christian web designer who also did not want to work on LGBT weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that references the Bible and Christianity. The Texas Tribune reports that the number represents about a quarter of Texas's 1,200 districts and charters and could still grow before the state publishes official data in the coming months. The schools will be using the Blue Bonnet curriculum, which includes religion-infused reading lessons as well as math materials. This is SRN News. Indonesia being racked by anti-government rioting.
Seven people have been killed as angry protesters in several cities set fire to regional parliament buildings as well as government offices in the unrest that eventually led crowds to looting and burning vehicles. That violence sparked by reports that all 580 members of the House of Representatives receive a monthly housing allowance of $3,000 a month. That allowance is some 10 times the minimum wage in Jakarta. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is awarding former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mr. Trump announced the honor just a few days after his longtime political ally and advisor was seriously injured in a traffic accident in New Hampshire. More details at SRNNews.com.